KSA Radio News.
The city of Uvalde and its police department are working with a private firm to seal records of the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. According to documents obtained by Vice, the records the city are trying to seal include body camera footage, photos, 911 calls, emails, text messages, criminal records, and more. Seven people said to be affiliated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert were reportedly arrested for illegally entering Capitol grounds. The group was charged with unlawful entry, but the police said the ongoing investigation could bring more charges against the group. CBS News did confirm the members were detained. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
China launched its third and most advanced aircraft carrier from a Shanghai shipyard. Experts say the new combat systems are rapidly catching up with the United States. The ship is China's first domestically designed and built catapult aircraft carrier. More flights are being canceled.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area, and Reagan Washington National. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A New Mexico County commissioner and leader of Cowboys for Trump was sentenced to 14 days in prison for his role in the Capitol riots. He was found guilty of trespassing on Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. The 47-year-old man will also have to pay a $3,000 fine, spend 1 year on supervised release, and complete 60 hours of community service. Elon Musk is being criticized again.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Malaysia and other countries have banned Lightyear from playing in theaters after Disney refused to cut a same-sex kissing scene from the animated film. The Disney Pixar film has received criticism in the United States as well for that same scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.